This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The drug company Pfizer is getting ready to sell shares of its animal health business, Zoetis, to the public. Zoetis sells medicines for pets and livestock, and it brought in $4 billion for Pfizer last year. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports now on the lucrative business of treating animals.
Where's Mama?
Joanne and Lance Drews and their 14-year-old Cocker Spaniel, Coco, are in the Manhattan waiting room of Blue Pearl Veterinary Partners, which does specialty and emergency care. Coco's got plenty of energy, so you wouldn't know unless you saw the stitches on his neck that he got a pacemaker just 3 weeks ago.
These are his pulmonic valve leaflets. You can see that they're very thick and very bright. And
Coco's cardiologist, Dr. Jessica Gentile, is in an exam room using an ultrasound to see the heart of a bulldog named Champ.
Almost anything that you can do for a person now, we can do for an animal.
At Blue Pearl and places like it, that means neurology, advanced cancer care, and more. It also means major out-of-pocket expenses for pet owners. Lance Drews says Coco's treatment cost nearly $10,000. Joanne Drews says they didn't hesitate to pay.
The money doesn't mean a thing. It's what's important that you have my beautiful dog in my life again, which I love.
Pet owners like the Drews's present new opportunities for drug companies and medical device makers, but there are limits to what some people will spend. Dr. Steve Budsberg is a veterinary medicine professor at the University of Georgia.
We deal with that on a day-to-day basis. It doesn't make people good people and bad people. It's a choice of where they're going to use their money.
That spending ceiling is part of why the more important market for drug companies is livestock. Dr. John LaCroix tracks pharmaceutical stocks for MKM Partners.
As third world countries begin to eat more protein, have better economies, that's where the real growth has been.
With more farmers feeding a growing hunger for beef, chicken, and pork, drug companies are providing new vaccines and treatments. Texas A&M veterinarian Dr. Tom Hargrove works with ranchers. He says drugs are more expensive now, but worth it, because they keep the animals healthy and growing.
We're able to produce more beef with less cows.
And more money for drug companies. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.